I understand coming up, we'll hear from a basketball superstar.
That's right, Kim. We're going to hear from that basketball superstar a little later in the program. But first, a big international club football tournament is kicking off this evening. Joining us once again on The Voice of America from Johannesburg to tell us about it is our African football guru, David Legg. Good evening, David.
Good evening, Sammy, and good evening to all the football lovers around the continent.
David, the FIFA Club World Cup kicks off in just a few hours in Rabat, Morocco. How about a preview for VOA football fans?
Because the tournament is in Morocco, Africa will have two representatives, Maghreb Tetouan, they're the Moroccan champions. There's a playoff before we get to the quarterfinals, and they'll play Auckland City of New Zealand. Auckland City are hardy annuals when it comes to this competition, but they've yet to taste victory. On home soil in Rabat, you would certainly fancy Tetouan, the Moroccan champions, to triumph. And if they do, Sonny, it sets up an interesting quarterfinal because they will play Entente Setif of Algeria, the CAF Champions League winners. So we have, in a sense, a North African derby in the quarterfinals. And although some of our listeners might think that that's disappointing and that one African team will be knocked out, I'm looking at it from the other point of view, and that is that one African team will be guaranteed a place in the semifinals. And whichever African team, assuming it is Setif or Tetouan, does get through, they will have the slightly easier of the semifinals in that they will play the Argentinians, San Lorenzo, rather than the star-saturated Real Madrid of Spain. Now, that's to show absolutely no disrespect to San Lorenzo. Coming from Argentina and champions of South America, they must be a really good team. But I doubt they're as good as Real Madrid, who have been in sublime form of late, both in the Spanish La Liga and also in the UEFA Champions League. And, of course, last year, after some disappointments in this competition for Africa, Raja Casablanca got all the way to the final. They beat the Brazilians Internacional in the semifinals and then lost out to Bayern Munich of Germany 2-0 in the decider. But they were far from disgraced. Let's keep our fingers crossed, Sonny, that the same can happen again. Just a reminder to all our listeners, Tetouan will play Auckland City of New Zealand. And if the Moroccans qualify, they will play Entente Setif of Algeria in the quarterfinals. And the winners of that will play San Lorenzo of Argentina in the semifinals.
David, the club with the proudest pedigree of any African team, Al Ahly of Egypt, lifted a record-extending 19th African Cup. They lifted the Confederation Cup at home in Cairo. Your thoughts on Al Ahly, David?
Yes, Sonny, and they left it so late. 6 minutes into stoppage time, to be exact, when Imad Matib, the veteran striker, headed the only goal of the game. 1-0 then to Ahly. They had lost the first leg 2-1 in Abidjan, so it finished 2-2 on aggregate. But Ahly won the competition on the away goal rule. But it was really cruel, Sonny, for Siwe Sport of Ivory Coast. Although they were the architects of their own downfall, they had several great chances in both halves to score goals. It would not have been an exaggeration to say they should have been 2 goals ahead going into stoppage time, but they failed to take their chances. A lack of composure, blazing over shots that at the very least should have been on target. And then Ahly, as always, so resilient, great fighters, right at the death. Walid Solomon with a cross. Matib somehow found himself unmarked deep inside the 6-yard box. And his header gave the Ivorian goalkeeper no chance. But this was a different Ahly, Sonny, from the one of a decade ago. Then they used to crush opposition in Cairo. They would always win these sort of matches by 3, 4, even 5 goals. But this time they really had to dig deep into their resources. For, as you said, a record-extending 19th CAF title. And that total of 19 is made up of 8 in the CAF Champions League. This was their first in the Confederation Cup. They've won the CAF Super Cup 6 times, and they've also won the now-defunct African Cup Winners' Cup 4 times. And for their coach, also a little bit of history, Jean Carlos Garrido, he becomes the first Spaniard to win a CAF club title. Next season, Sonny, Ahly will be back in the CAF Champions League, where we're most familiar with them playing. and Guido no doubt will be hoping to build on this CAF Confederation Cup success. I've had quite a few emails from listeners to the Sunny Side of Sport asking me when the draws will take place. I got in touch with Junior Binyam. He's the media director at the Confederation of African Football. And he tells me that the draws will be made and also will be announced on Monday, December the 22nd, so just before the start of the festive season. We'll have the draws for the preliminary, first and second rounds of both the CAF Champions League and the CAF Confederation Cup.
David, as Al Ahly was lifting the CAF Confederation Cup, the Los Angeles Galaxy, playing at home in Southern California, lifted a record fifth MLS Cup, the trophy awarded to the Major League Soccer champion. It marked a successful championship exit for longtime Galaxy star Landon Donovan, also starred for the USA national team. Your thoughts about Donovan, David, and his legacy with U.S. soccer?
Yeah, I'm a great fan of his, Sonny, because I think he was a very great sportsman as well as a very good footballer. I had the privilege, as had many South Africans, of watching him a lot on the TV screens, playing for various clubs in the English Premier League. He always impressed me, and what I liked about him is he was a really thorough sportsman, and I think he will go down certainly as one of the greatest, if not, in some people's opinion, the greatest American-born footballer who has graced the football field. And the U.S. gave me one of my biggest thrills in football this year when they played in the World Cup. Some really sterling performances by the team before they made that last 16 exit.
Thanks, David. That's our African football guru, David Legg, speaking with us once again from Johannesburg, South Africa.
Ed Kowalski for the Classic Rock Show, where each week we spotlight the great album rock and roll of the 60s, 70s, 80s, and beyond. You can hear the program online at voanews.com and on the air on VOA each Wednesday at 21 hours Universal Time. Join me for the Classic Rock Show, 21 hours Universal Time Wednesdays on voanews.com and the Voice of America.
If you were to talk to us from the deepest, bitter part of the bottom of your heart... Hello, I am Shaka Sali, the host of Straight Talk Africa from the Voice of America. Each Wednesday night, I'll put you in touch with newsmakers and experts as they, you and I, talk about the most important social and political issues in Africa. Shaka Sali saying, I'll be waiting for your call Wednesday night from Straight Talk Africa from the Voice of America.
And my Voice of America colleague, Shaka Sali, will be waiting for you Wednesday night at 18:30 UTC with another edition of Straight Talk Africa. In more African football news, 2015 Nations Cup host Equatorial Guinea has suffered a setback in its preparations for next month's tournament, as we hear now from our Daybreak Africa sportsman, Mark Ouma.
Chad surprised hosts Equatorial Guinea 2-1 in the semifinals at the Central Africa Economic and Monetary Community CEMAC Cup in Bata on Tuesday. The Republic of Congo edged Cameroon 2-1 in the capital Malabo to book their place in Saturday's final. The CEMAC Cup is an annual regional tournament featuring national teams made up of home-based players from Cameroon, Central African Republic, Chad, the Republic of Congo, Equatorial Guinea, and Gabon. In Tanzania, Burundi pipped hosts Tanzania 2-1 in a friendly match played in Dar es Salaam on Tuesday. The encounter was part of Tanzania's 53rd independence celebration. This is Burundi's third triumph over Tanzania in as many matches this year. In the earlier encounters, Burundi prevailed with scores of 3-0 and 2-0. I'm Mark Ouma in Johannesburg, South Africa.
Because this is Africa. This time for Africa.
Very excited.
Because this is Africa. This time for Africa.
Voice of America's news, talk, and music programs are now at the tip of your fingers. Find everything at www.voaafrica.com. Listen to VOA's program lineup live anytime, day or night. Pick out your favorite shows and listen anytime you want. Download our podcast. Check VOA Mobile from your cell phone. Subscribe to VOA Newsfeed. VOAnews.com.
They're playing basketball. We love that basketball.
In pro basketball news, LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers scored their eighth consecutive victory Tuesday night, rallying to beat the visiting Toronto Raptors 105-101. LeBron once again led the way, scoring 35 points, including 10 in the fourth quarter. Hey, LeBron, what were the keys to victory?
Just dug down defensively. Dele and Tristan and Deion coming off the bench, their energy helped us out a lot tonight. The first home game off a road trip is always tough. And I told the guys at halftime, we're not tired. Don't let the mental fatigue or whatever you're thinking about get us off track of what we're trying to do. And we came out in the second half, especially in the fourth quarter, and defended like we've been doing over the streak.
Our VOA basketball fans will remember LeBron James returned to the Cleveland Cavaliers in the offseason after winning two NBA championships with the Miami Heat. LeBron says the Cavaliers have a young team and they still have a lot of work to do if they're going to win the NBA title. In Tuesday night's other NBA results, the Portland Trail Blazers topped the Detroit Pistons 98-86. The Memphis Grizzlies beat the Dallas Mavericks 114-105. The New Orleans Pelicans defeated the New York Knicks 104-93. The Oklahoma City Thunder stormed past the Milwaukee Bucks 114-101.